This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Uttar Pradesh, the death toll has mounted to 4 in the Gonda rail accident. One person succumbed to his injuries in a Lucknow hospital and another body was recovered from a wagon coach of the train today. Two other injured are in serious condition. As per the information from the railways, 21 coaches of the Dibrugarh-bound train derailed yesterday afternoon, in which 30 persons suffered injuries. The restoration of the Lucknow-Guwahati main rail route is going on a war footing. Meanwhile, trains have been diverted to other routes. The government will introduce 6 new bills, including the one to amend the Disaster Management Law, in the monsoon session of Parliament beginning next week. Besides the finance bill, the government has listed the Bharatiya Vayu Yan Vidhayak 2024 to replace the Aircraft Act of 1934 to provide enabling provisions for ease of doing business in the civil aviation sector. The list of bills was published in the Parliament bulletin issued by the Lok Sabha Secretariat yesterday. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin on July the 22nd. And will continue till August the 12th. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget on July the 23rd. The CBI today arrested one student of Ranchi Institute of Medical Sciences, RIMS, in connection with the NEET-UG entrance paper leak case. Surabhi Kumari, an MBBS student of 2023 batch of RIMS, was arrested after intensive interrogation. The CBI has seized her mobile, laptop and other electronic gadgets. Surabhi Kumar, a native of Ramgarh district in Jharkhand, had allegedly solved papers of the NEET examination for the paper leak case culprits. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested a key aide of Khalistani terrorist Lakhbir Singh Sandhu, alias Landa, in a major terror network case involving supply of deadly weapons. NIA arrested Baljeet Singh, hailing from Badwani district of Madhya Pradesh, yesterday. According to the NIA, Baljeet Singh was found to be a major weapons supplier to Landa's agents in Punjab. The weapons were used to carry out large-scale terror activities, including extortions from businessmen and others. NIA investigations revealed that Baljeet Singh had also provided weapons to Khalistani terrorist Satnam Singh Satta. NIA termed it a part of the larger conspiracy of various banned Khalistani terrorist organizations to destabilize the country by unleashing violent acts in Punjab and other places. NIA said both Landa and Satta are believed to be operating from foreign soil to promote terror in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness over the inputs received for the upcoming edition of Mann Ki Baat program. The program is scheduled to be broadcast on the 28th of this month. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi said he is getting numerous inputs for the upcoming Mann Ki Baat program. Mr. Modi said he is happy to see several youngsters in particular highlight collective efforts aimed at transforming society. The Prime Minister urged people to keep sharing inputs on MyGov, the Namo app, or record their message on 1800117800. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a two-day official visit to Bhutan beginning today. During the visit, Mr. Misri will receive an audience with the King of Bhutan. The Foreign Secretary will call on the Prime Minister, Minister of Foreign Affairs and External Trade, and meet his Bhutanese counterpart and other senior officials of the Royal Government of Bhutan. The two Foreign Secretaries will also co-chair the India-Bhutan Development Cooperation Talks. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Goa, Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana today. The IMD said isolated extremely heavy rainfall is very likely over Gujarat, coastal and south interior Karnataka and coastal Andhra Pradesh today and over Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and Telangana till tomorrow. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall conditions will prevail over Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Odisha and north interior Karnataka during the next 4 days. The IMD added that similar conditions will prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and East Rajasthan during the next 4 days. In the Women's Asia Cup Cricket, T20 defending champions India will kick off their campaign against arch rivals Pakistan on the tournament's opening day today in Dambulla, Sri Lanka. The tournament kicks off with the inaugural match between United Arab Emirates and Nepal in a Group A clash this afternoon, while India-Pakistan match is scheduled in the evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.